Hi, my name is Zakyron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Appreciation, the Key to Your Happiness and Success, where I give you the absolute master key that unlocks the secret door to your happiness, health, wealth, success, and prosperity. And that master key is becoming a master of appreciation, where you think about and talk about wonderful things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And you pay absolutely no attention to those things in life that are not easy to appreciate. So enjoy my video and podcast, Appreciation, the Key to Your Happiness and Success. Hi, my name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos and podcasts, articles, videos, books, seminars, sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can accrete and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakyron.com for more supportive, empowering goodies for you. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Appreciation, the key to your happiness and success. One of the most powerful master keys of success is to become a master of appreciation by learning to focus all of your attention and creative life force upon things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Because the more you think about things, people, creatures, and situations, and experiences that are easy to appreciate, the more things, people, creatures, situations, and experiences that are lovely and beautiful you attract to yourself. You attract more wonderful, beautiful things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then you get to experience the delight of appreciating those wonderful manifestations, which attracts more and more wonderful things to appreciate, etc., etc., etc. And that is how creation and attraction works. And the more things that you think about and talk about that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, the better you feel. Which, of course, attracts more wonderful things to feel good to appreciate. And the better you feel, the more prosperity, joy, and well-being you are allowing to flow through you, which makes your body healthier and you feel awesome and powerful and excited, etc. And then you're allowing the essence of your divine beingness to flow through you, and you feel your infinitely powerful, immortal source self surging through your veins, which of course feels amazing and ecstatic and blissful and energizing and all-powerful, etc., etc. And so you feel even better and better. And the more you appreciate, the more who you truly are flows through you, and the more abundance and joy flows through you, and so you feel better and better. And that is why you are here on earth in this body, to feel good. And nothing feels better than appreciation and your own source self flowing through you, and your power of creativity flowing through you. And the master key that opens this door to ecstasy and power and creation is appreciation. Especially because Source, all that is, God, etc., whatever you want to call it, is only focused on appreciation. Source is never, ever focused upon unwanted, undesirable things. Source is only focused upon the gold, not upon the dirt. And the key with appreciation is to only look for the gold in every person, thing, or situation and pay no attention to the dirt. You're a gold miner looking for gold. You're a gold miner looking for things to appreciate. And like Source, you pay no attention to those things that are not easy to appreciate. You're a gold miner looking for gold, not dirt. In other words, you only think about and talk about things that feel good or think about and talk about. And you pay no attention to thoughts and things that feel bad when you think about them or talk about them. But What about the things I don't like in my life that I don't want, that I would like to get rid of? And what about the things that I want in my life that I don't have yet? Okay, now we're getting to the main course of our meal here. So in answer to the question, what about the things I don't like in my life that I want to get rid of? Well, you can't get rid of anything that already exists, and there is no point in trying. And if it is something you have created, you've manifested it in your life because of your past thinking, etc., give yourself a break and don't punish yourself for creating and attracting it. Just use it as a springboard to jump towards what you do want. Because you're never clearer about what you do want when you are crystal clear about what you don't want. The key is to stop focusing upon what you've got and what you don't want and solely focus upon what you do like and do want. The tricky part, of course, is that what you don't want any longer is in your face and all around you, or yelling at you, or is in your driveway, or is on the news, or is at work every single damn day, etc. So here's where you've got to take control of your own mind and learn how to focus on what you want. Pay no attention to what you've got. Here's where you must become a master dreamer, where your head is always in the clouds. But at the same time, you must develop laser focus with your thoughts and sights firmly focused upon the achievement of your dreams and what you want. And appreciation will keep you focused, because when you are focused upon something that isn't here yet and you're surrounded by unwanted people and situations, what will keep you focused in happy feeling directions will be finding things about people in life that are easy to appreciate. And then edify those things in your mind and in your speech to other people. As an example, let's say you want a better work environment. Your job sucks because you're surrounded by idiots, and you have a boss that is a tyrant, and your job is boring as mud, etc., etc. So where is the gold here? What is there to appreciate in this deprecating environment? It may appear in certain situations like this that there is nothing at all to appreciate, and all is lost and there is no hope to be found. So, you must become a gold miner with the abilities of a master detective to sniff out the gold wherever you can find it. So, what's good about this situation? Okay, well, just come up with anything. What is easy to like, love, and appreciate? Okay, well, this job is paying my bills. That's pretty good. It's keeping my family off the street. We're not homeless. The building that I work in is pretty good. You know, the views out the window are pretty good. There's some nice trees out there. Some little birdies flying around. It's pretty close to where I live. I don't have to drive for hours and hours to get there. It's pretty convenient. I like Joan, 2 cubicles over. She's pretty sweet. I like the cute stuffed animals she's got on her desk and the cute pictures of her kids on her desk. I like that plant over there in the corner. That's pretty. I love that plant. He's a cool plant. Cafeteria is pretty good. They make a mean pizza and the coffee's pretty good. I like my buddy Joe. He's always good with a joke of the day and the occasional practical joke he plays on people. They're always good fun. And I like the product we sell. You know, it's very helpful and convenient and does help improve the lives of a lot of people. So what is there to like about my boss? He's very focused. He seems to be really passionate about his job. I like his car. I'd like a car like that. His wife is very nice. He seems to love his family very much, etc., etc. So every day, you want to go through your life doing inner thought rampages where you look for, find, and edify things, people, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And you'll be surprised and amazed to discover that the more things you appreciate, the more additional things you will find to appreciate that seemed to be previously hidden from view. And then the most remarkable thing happens in people, because the more good things you notice about other people and you verbally compliment about them, to them, and even edify those things about them to other people, that makes them feel good. And the qualities you edify about them to others in conversations, the more wonderful qualities you will see in those people. And they will seem happier and nicer, especially around you, because you are evoking within them more qualities that are easy to appreciate. And the people that you're talking to, that you're edifying other people, well, they start to respect you and honor you because you're an honorable person. And they know you're not going to talk about them behind their backs, and you're going to possibly edify them. And with your focus of appreciation, you can start a trend of appreciation. And other people will start focusing on the good qualities of each other rather than gossiping about the bad ones. And before you know it, you have completely turned your entire work situation around. And now you're getting raises and upper management has noticed you. And you're getting promoted and invited to private parties. So either your work situation completely improves to match the vibration of your daily modus operandi of appreciation, or you will be offered a dream position at another company that much more matches your uplifting personality and vibration. And the same focus of looking for the gold and finding what is easy to like, love, and appreciate can be applied in every situation in your life, such as your relationships. Let's say you have a less than desirable relationship. So where's the gold? What about this person is there to appreciate? If you can learn to pay no attention to your partner's bad qualities and just focus on their good qualities and edify in your mind and in your speech to others the good things that they do, and if you can become a master of complimenting them for their good qualities and edifying their good qualities to others, you will start to see more and more good qualities and less bad qualities about your partner, your lover, your friend, your children, etc. And the negative qualities will now seem, if insignificant, in comparison to the positive ones. And your partner will start doing more wonderful things because through resonance, they are matching your vibration of appreciation. And of course, everybody likes to please other people. And either your relationship will improve beyond your wildest dreams, or you will attract someone else who matches your appreciation vibration. And your other relationship will just end amicably and drift away. So it doesn't matter what you have going on in your life that you would like improvement upon. If you can find things about it that are easy to appreciate, you will improve that situation because you will naturally attract more and more things that are easy to appreciate. Now, what about big, giant issues that are completely in your face? They're traumatic and depressing, and you just can't seem to find any gold at all about that situation. For instance, let's say your girlfriend left you, took your favorite dog, and then you lost your job because the company is downsizing, and your rent is due, but your bank account is empty, etc., etc. And you say to me, well, Zakharin, where the fuck is the gold here? I can't see anything. There is not one speck of gold here. This is nothing but tragedy. I feel like my life is one big soap opera. Okay, granted, all seems utterly hopeless and lost. There doesn't seem to be any gold anywhere, and you feel terrible. So, in those situations, there is nothing to do about your current situation. Just leave it alone. So the system is the same somehow. You've got to distract yourself so that you can get a bit of relief. Relief is the key. Look for relief. And not think about your terrible situation for a while. Just leave it behind. Go play golf or go to the movies or go get ice cream or go take a walk in nature or go to the beach. Just do anything that distracts you from your shitty existence, your shitty situation. And when you have distracted yourself and you feel a little better, now when your vibration is raised up a bit, look for the gold now. Now, I didn't say look for the gold yet in your shitty life. You're still not going to be able to find it yet, probably. I'm saying look for the gold wherever it may be. So what is there around you that's easy to appreciate? If you're in nature or hiking in the mountains or the bush or walking on a beautiful beach, finding things to appreciate will be easy. So get on a rampage of appreciation about wonderful things in your life in general. And I guarantee things in your life will start to improve. And they have to improve because when you raise your vibration with appreciation, more and more things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate must come into your life because they are a matching vibration to how you're feeling. The point is, you don't have to attack problems head on in order to wrestle them to the ground and kill them and so that you can somehow miraculously find a solution. In fact, it's best not to even try. Just let whatever you don't like, love, and appreciate go and focus on whatever is easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then through resonance, you will attract a more pleasing situation. So now we're back to square one, where I told you that you can't get rid of what you've got. It's too late. It's already here. So instead of trying to get rid of what you don't like and don't want, just focus on what you do like, do want, and what is easy to appreciate. And you will attract more things that you like, love, and appreciate. So whatever you don't like in your life, you don't need to attack it and kill it and try to get rid of it. And in a similar manner, the things that you do want in your life, you also don't have to attack them head on to try to bang what you want into place to get it into your life. In fact, you don't have to directly focus on that issue or any issue for that matter. You can instead allow the solution to just come naturally by putting yourself into a similar vibration as your desire by focusing on other things entirely that are easy to like, love, and appreciate that have nothing to do with your big issue. For instance, let's say your relationships are good, your house is good, your car is good, where you live is good, there's a lot of good in your life, all except, bum, 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 your alleged trusty partner has just embezzled $500,000 from your company and the creditors are barking at your door and all seems lost financially. You can't imagine how you're going to dig yourself out of this hole. Oh my God, you're going to have to declare bankruptcy. So what do you do? The answer is go on a holiday. Get immediately on a plane and go to Tahiti. Go play golf. Go surfing. Go camping in the mountains. Focus on everything that is wonderful in your life and everything that is wonderful on earth and distract yourself entirely from the dramas and traumas, because you will never find the solution to a problem when you are neck deep focused on the problem. You can only find a solution if you focus on solutions. And when you distract yourself by just focusing on wonderful things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, now the solution can just come to you miraculously. And things will improve 100 times better than before the big drama and trauma. So appreciation is your liberation 100% from the trials and tribulations of life. Appreciation is the key to your happiness. It is the key to your health. It is the key to your wealth. It is the key to creating happy, healthy, and loving relationships. Appreciation is the master key to creating anything and everything you want. Just appreciate what you've got and feel the appreciation you will have once you have what you want. And appreciation is the solution to every single problem or challenge in your life. Because when you can appreciate what is working well, then things that were not previously working well can now improve, or something new entirely will be attracted by you and to you that works brilliantly. Or by avoiding the challenge entirely and just appreciating other things in your life that are working well, then the thing that is not working well will improve without your direct involvement, or something new and wonderful will take its place. So become a master of appreciation, and not only will you always be happy, but your life will become a non-stop, fun, exciting adventure filled with unlimited things to like, love, and appreciate. Your health will be immense, and your wealth will be immense, and your relationships will be immensely fulfilling, fun, and exciting, and you will be happier than you could ever have imagined, because you have found the master key that unlocks your joy and your power and your wealth and your health and your freedom. And now you are completely free, because you no longer feel any urges whatsoever to focus upon anything or anyone else's situation that does not feel good to think about. You feel no urge to focus upon anything that you don't like and don't want because, one, it feels bad to think about them, and two, it's not what you want. And three, thinking about things I don't like and don't want doesn't help me, and it doesn't help anyone else either, and it doesn't help the earth in general, because I don't want to energize things I don't like and don't want. I want to energize things that I do like and do want. My empathy does not help anyone, but seeing them as perfect and powerful, seeing everybody on planet Earth as being perfect and powerful, and seeing their unlimited, amazing, creative possibilities, now, that is how I can best save humanity. Seeing anyone as helpless or poor or powerless or victims helps no one. It doesn't help me because I feel terrible, and it doesn't help them because it energizes their supposed powerless victim state. So as a master of appreciation, I'm going to focus upon everyone's unlimited, infinitely creative power to create whatever they desire to create in their lives. Never will I say, oh, that poor person, no, niet, nada. Instead, I will say, what an amazing, powerful master of creation that person is. Wow, they created some pretty intense contrast for themselves. They created that. What an awesome creator they are. They've created an amazing creation, and that amazing, negative, unwanted situation is causing them now, hopefully, to focus in an immensely powerful way towards the creation of an absolutely amazing solution and a radical improvement of their lives. Yay, yay, yay. And I love thinking about him or her being immensely happy and healthy and prosperous. Yay, that's fun to think about. This creation stuff is fun. I can even help other people create their dreams and desires into reality by just seeing them as empowered and happy and thriving and prosperous. Yay, yay, yay. How cool is that? What an amazing creative universe we live in, and how powerful am I that I can help improve the lives of everyone on Earth by seeing them all as immensely empowered masters with the creative power to manifest any and all of their desires into physical reality. How freaking cool is that? Rather than seeing them as lowly, helpless, disempowered victims. That's no fun at all. Feels terrible. That's not empowering to me, and it's not empowering to anybody. So, I'm going to play the game of appreciation and appreciate my dreams into reality, and even appreciate other people's dreams into reality, and show everyone else on Earth that they can also do the same thing just by appreciating what is easy to like, love, and appreciate in their lives, which creates more things to like, love, and appreciate in their lives, which also improves life on planet Earth in general, and literally is the force of evolution, and literally is creating heaven on Earth. So, my friend, my awesome creative master, are you ready to become a master of appreciation? Are you ready to appreciate your dreams and desires into physical reality? Are you finally ready to let go of the fight and trying to futilely wrestle your problems to the ground? Or as in the immortal words of the Borg, resistance is futile. And are you ready to finally surrender to your awesome power of creation with the complete power and freedom to create absolutely any dream and desire you have into your physical reality? Well, if the answer is yes, if the answer is a resounding, face-melting, ear-piercing yes, then contact me now at freesession.info. That's freesession.info, and I'll give you a free 30-minute guidance and coaching session valued at $97 to get you on track. Contact me now at freesession.info, and let's get you on the road to freedom. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to co-creating amazing, wonderful things together with you. And I look forward to watching you powerfully create your dreams and desires into your life and live the happy, healthy, wealthy, loving, and magical life you have come to Earth to live. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, videos, and audios, and self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you have a dream, if you've got cabin fever, you're ready to break out and travel the world and tick off your life list now rather than waiting until you're old and decrepit and 65 years old to urgently try to tick off your bucket list. Well, but, hey, you don't know where the money's going to come from. You don't know where the time's going to come from. Well, let me show you how. Let me show you how you can start traveling now at wholesale prices of 20 to 75% off, and even how to travel for no money out of pocket. And if you're open to making some extra money and even achieve financial freedom, improve the quality of your life, and help other people improve the quality of their lives, contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms and play together and travel the world together and improve the quality of your life and help other people improve the quality of their lives. Yay! Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!